Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
One, 2, 3. Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? It's been said that an apple a day keeps the doctor away. Or does it? It's time to get a new prescription for your life. Get ready for your daily dose of Healthy Talk Radio, the show that's empowering your health. And now, here's America's health and lifestyle coach.
Live. Do you want to get well? This is the show where your health is your wealth. Thriving is more important than just surviving, and the only thing lost are those unwanted pounds. This is Healthy Talk Radio, from heart disease, aches and pains, to even your basic cough and sneeze. This is talk radio that helps you get well, stay well, and live well. Phone lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. It's a new prescription for a new you, America. Let's kick it off with James. Hi, James. How can I help?
Good evening, Dr. Ayson. Thank you so much for taking my call.
Absolutely.
I have had an issue that has been ongoing for about 3 to 4 years now with swelling on the soles of my feet, and it's primarily on the pads up towards the front of my feet. I have tried conventional medicine. They've done testing. It's not a circulatory problem or anything. About 6 months ago, I started seeing a chiropractor and been under his care for 6 months. And I'm really not getting any relief from that whatsoever. And he has recommended me to go see a acupuncturist. And I just wanted to see what kind of input you had with that.
So you got swelling on the balls of your feet. And is it on both feet equilaterally?
Yes, it is. Continuous pain all the time. I've stayed off my feet for entire weekends at a time. I've tried different shoes. We've tried different sole inserts and stuff in shoes. It's just continuous, and there's no relief from it whatsoever.
And are you a runner?
No, I am not. I did then when I was quite a bit younger. I'm 50 years old now.
Okay. So not a runner. And are you overweight?
Slightly. A little bit on the heavy side.
Okay. So height and weight, what are you?
I'm 5'6", and I weigh around 208, 210.
Yeah, okay. As you can stand to lose a little bit, do you exercise quite a bit at all?
Not as much as I used to. My job is really physically demanding.
What do you do?
I work in the HVAC industry. We set up hospitals and stuff like that. We do certification, like on operating rooms for air changes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And so your feet both started swelling out of nowhere. What does your diet look like? And you're heavy a little bit, so I'm assuming that you don't have the best eating habits.
It's really not that bad. You know, I try to get at least 3 squares a day. A good variety of foods, chicken, fish, things like that. Taking multivitamins, vitamin D3, and fish oil.
Right. Do you suffer with allergies at all? You have gas or bloating?
Not really. This past spring, we're in Western North Carolina, and this past spring, the pollen was just absolutely unreal, and it's really the first time I've had any type of issues with allergies.
Mm.
And it was just for a couple of days during the height of the pollen down in this area.
And that was the most of it. Okay. Well, a lot of times, the reason I'm asking those questions is because when you have swelling in the body and it comes out of nowhere, okay, and you've been to the doctors and they're just kind of scratching their heads, you've gone to someone from more of a structural perspective, like a chiropractic physician, and you're really trying to just get down and figure it out. A lot of times it can come from the gut, and that's why I was asking about allergies, because if your digestive tract in your body has a lot of inflammation in it, then your body's going to respond many times in kind of a weird way. And what I mean by that, without getting too deep into it, is you can have areas that swell. It could be the gut that swells. It could be hands. It could be feet. It could be a variety of areas that it could cause. And so one of the first things you want to do to kind of rule things out and eliminate things is just by cutting back on your diet here, on your diet, certain foods that you would eat. So there's certain foods that we know across the board can create a pretty strong response in people. One of those are wheat products. So breads, pastas, cereals, crackers, anything with flour in it contains a component called gluten. And it may be that for most of your life, you hadn't really had a hard time with it, but now your body's developing a pretty strong gluten intolerance at some level, and you don't even know it. And that might just be the body's way of responding. The other is with cow's milk dairy. You know, the body has a real hard time with that sometimes. And even though you may have been doing it for 40 years, now it may just get to a point where your body just has said, hey, I've had enough. And it might get to the point where you have to come off the cow's milk dairy for a little while and see how your body responds. So if your doctors, like from different specialties, have worked with you and really no one can figure that out, it might be something you want to look into, at least just to do for a period of time. Now, typically you want to go at least 2 to 3 weeks, they say, when you're kind of testing out foods for the body and see exactly what works. So that might be a rule of thumb that you could look into when you're doing your research about it. So keep me posted on how that goes, because, I mean, at the end of the day, it could be a deficiency of some kind, and you can get blood work done to check all your vitamin and mineral deficiencies. They can check all of that and see if that might be an issue. I'll tell you, B vitamins play a big role in the feet. I'll say vitamin B3, which is niacin, and vitamin B5, pantothenic acid, both play a big, big role when it comes to foot pain or swelling or both. And that's just been kind of a correlation that has been seen, not so much in traditional medicine, but that's more kind of in the more alternative realm, like the naturopathic medicine and sorts of things. So just something to think about, something to chew on, okay? 888-283-7272. Lines are open with questions about your health. And you send me an email if you'd like, getwellradio.com. I'll make it part of the show, or you can answer it in private, whatever you prefer. Brian, you're with us next. How can I help?
Dr. Hayes?
Yes, sir.
Thank you for taking my call, and I appreciate the show.
Absolutely.
I'll get right to the point. I fell off a roof last May with shingles on my shoulder.
Okay.
I was stepping up on a ladder, and the ladder slipped out from underneath me, and I shattered my left foot. And with the x-ray, it said that they could not put pins or there was nothing they could do.
Okay.
And then, you know, 6 months later, the doctor said I had plantar fasciitis.
Right.
And I have been doing everything that they have told me to do conventionally. You know, I massage it, I stretch before I get out of bed. I do all that kind of thing. I actually have 2 questions, but that's the first one.
Okay.
Are you familiar with that at all?
Oh, yeah. Big time. That's okay. So plantar fasciitis, you feel like you're doing everything they're telling you to do, if I'm getting this right.
Yes,
you still got a lot of pain.
Yeah, well, it's just constant. It doesn't stop. It's like it just hurts all the time.
2 things I would suggest, okay? One is I would go see a chiropractic physician. I think, and here's why. When you take a big hit like that, big fall, it's going to throw off your entire spinal column. It's going to throw off your hips, your pelvis. And that may be an area that throws, because when your lower back and your pelvis is out of alignment at all, it's going to throw your feet off. Okay, your gait will be off, the way you walk. The other thing is, if you've got plantar fasciitis, one, you're probably not absorbing calcium very well, so you might want to look into that. Check your vitamin D levels with your physician and get your vitamin D levels up to the upper end of the range. That's always very helpful. And vitamin B5, pantothenic acid, look into that because it's one of the top B vitamins that we need to help with plantar fasciitis. That's been shown and documented. Okay, keep me posted.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom82.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom82.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 82.com. Go to freedom82.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom82.com.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realist, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. We'll be right back.
The knowledge of the ancients, tried and true, trusted herbs and extracts fused with the latest nutraceutical science. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. For the last 2 years, our team has been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to develop the ultimate nutraceutical formulation. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit AncientDefense.com or call 888-253-3139. That's AncientDefense.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Oh.
888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. And get healthy online at oncallradio.com.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Lines are open. Questions about your health. Don't forget, tomorrow we're going to be in Chattanooga, Tennessee, at the Chattanooga Integrated Medical Center, which is our preferred wellness provider in the Chattanooga area. We'll be doing an open house there from 2 to 6 p.m. at the Chattanooga Integrated Medicine Center there in Chattanooga. We'll do a book signing. I'll be there to do a meet and greet. So I'd love to have you come out. If you're in the area and want to come, again, it's tomorrow afternoon, and that is from about 2 to 6 p.m., and you can call their clinic for details if you'd like and get directions or whatever you need to, but it'd be great. Come on out. We'd love to have you there. 888-283-7272. Lines are open. Questions about your health? Let's go to Greg. Hi, Greg.
How are you doing, Dr. Asa? I enjoy listening to your show while I travel.
Well, thanks. I appreciate that. Doing well. How can I help?
Well, I just wanted to share, you started the show off with pollution from the road affects high blood pressure, and I found that to be really true with me. I'm 61. I was diagnosed with high blood pressure at age 59. I went in with 190 over 110, and most of my ancestors died of stroke. The doctor was very good. He told me I would be on the medication for the rest of my life. Well, I've kind of bet my whole life on what the Creator put here, herbs, and it's kind of a lifestyle. I've been able to keep my blood pressure down when I'm at home. It can be anywhere from 92 to 127, but that's living in the country, eating five giant herb salads a week with organic olive oil and apple cider vinegar. I take enough supplements to choke a horse. When I get around pollution from the highway, or I work with oil-based paints. I'm an artist. I only work with a small bit at a time. But if I get pinned up in an area or have a heat lamp because it's cold, my blood pressure, especially working in areas with high traffic and a lot of pollution, my blood pressure can get up 148, 159, 169, and once in a heated plastic stall, it was 179. And Humpty Dumpty just won't last long that way.
That's right.
So I try to avoid those when I can. My biggest ally is exercise. Even at age 61, I like to remain fit. I do yoga. I do stretches. I start off running on the treadmill. I stay at a lot of hotels with my job. I start off at about 3.5 miles an hour, and I end up about 5 miles an hour, 15 minutes, 20 minutes, and I use 5-pound weights to do extreme exercises with my arms because I feel like if there's plugs in the endothelial, I'm going to drive them out. And so far, that's successful. I try not to abuse myself, but I can bring a high blood pressure down 20 to 40 points with an hour exercise. Now, it will go up slightly in the morning, and I do have a $110 blood pressure machine that I monitor myself with constantly. I do enjoy your program, and I believe in all your advice. I would say that there's no magic bullet. You can't take one supplement, vitamin A, vitamin C, vitamin E, whey, coconut oil. One supplement's not going to do it. It has to be an outlook. And when I allow my food credit from the company I work for to go out and eat at places that have additives, that also drives my blood pressure up.
So it does. I mean, all of those factors are true, and it is a combination. That's why when you create a good lifestyle, you know, Greg, like you're talking about, it's an overall combination. It's a mindset. And when you get your mind right and you make that decision that you want to get well, no matter what you're facing, diabetes or high cholesterol or you're obese or whatever it is, that's really where it starts. And if you can make that decision, create a lifestyle around it like you have, I mean, you kind of figured out what it takes to make a difference on your blood pressure versus just taking a pill every single day. And instead of managing it, you've learned how to manage it in more of a lifestyle manner. And I think that that's a real important piece for a lot of people, that, you know, understanding that, you know, making these type changes, they matter. And you can't just do it overnight, and it's not just going to go by a supplement or just by changing one type of food in your diet. It takes a comprehensive plan, and once you figure that out, then once you've got a good game plan going, then your success will come from there. And I think you've seen that, which is really good, and I'm glad you were able to share that with us. It's a great story because so many people struggle with high blood pressure, and so many people deal with that. And it's one of the top issues, I would say, that we hear on the show next to diabetes. That, I mean, it's unbelievable. So the more, I think, hope we can shed on the light that people don't have to struggle with it forever, the better. And that's what we want to come up with. Thanks for the call. 888-283-7272. Lines are open with questions about your health. Call right now. We got Steven in Florida. He writes this. He says, I've been struggling so long with burning in my feet that I really don't know what to do. The doctors don't know. A podiatrist told me that it might be nerve-related. What do you think? Well, yes, it can be nerve-related, without a doubt. And a lot of times when there is burning in the feet, it is nerve-related. But there's a couple of things you want to think about. I would first have someone evaluate that. There is a really good test called an NCV test, which, or EMG. There's a couple of different nerve tests that you can have done to see if that's really the case. I'm surprised they didn't ask that, to have that done. But at the same time, that's a good test. You can also go see either an osteopathic physician, that's a DO, or a chiropractic physician, which is a DC. They can check from more of a non-surgical, neurological perspective and see exactly what's going on. And they can just check it, and they've got their own system of tests that they can do and figure it out. So that's kind of my two cents on what to do if you've got burning feet. It could be simple as a B vitamin deficiency. It could be an omega-3 fatty acid deficiency. There's a lot of could be's, so you might want to get some blood work done just to see where the numbers are and to see if you have any deficiencies along the way with that. But at any rate, keep me posted. 888-283-7272. 80% of the health challenges we face today are diet and lifestyle related. That means that somehow, some way, you've lifestyled your way in. But the good news is, if you can lifestyle your way into getting sick, you can lifestyle your way out. And get...
Hi, this is America's Lifestyle Coach. When it comes to digestive health, probiotics are the key. Why do employees, owners, and managers of health food stores take Theralac more than any other brand? Results. Fast results. In fact, Theralac is the most potent medicinal brand probiotic in existence. With patented stomach acid resistance delivery and prebiotic guaranteed potency, Theralac restores regularity while providing all the long-term benefits of superior probiotic supplements. Don't be fooled by probiotic products that promise higher potency on more strains of beneficial bacteria. High potency means nothing without proper delivery. Theralac is formulated for powerful results. Theralac, the high-potency probiotic with strength, delivery, and stimulation, supporting your digestion, regularity, and immunity. Theralac, available in the refrigerated section of your favorite health food store. For more information, go to Theralac.com. Always check with your personal physician before applying any health information provided on this show. More Healthy Talk Radio when we come back.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Yeah?
Did you want to see me, sir?
Well, I did, but now what I do, I'm not so sure.
Sir?
Johnson, I got a mission for you that could change your life.
Oh, good, sir.
It involves traveling halfway around the world without so much as half a clue of where you're going or what you're going to do when you get there.
Situation normal, sir?
Uh-huh. Well, I'll be leading this mission, Johnson, so I'll be telling you what to do.
You, sir?
That's right, Johnson, and I say first things first.
Oh, good plan, sir.
And what I say is first is food. Always remember that, Johnson. Food is a big deal.
Sir, my brother-in-law can get us a really good deal on some surplus MREs.
Johnson, if you've got half a brain and that empty head of yours, you'll call the freeze-dry guy like I did. That food is better for you, rehydrates faster, and it's good, Johnson. And it keeps for up to 30 years.
Will we be gone that long, sir?
I hope not. Now, get your supplies organized and meet me down to the pier at dawn on Sunday. We sail at sunrise.
Yes, sir.
This adventure is brought to you by the freeze-dry guy. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
Your personal rights and freedoms are under fire. Rising prices, drought conditions, domestic threats, and excessive government regulations only increase the threat. Having a supply of food is the difference between freedom and captivity. Depression time breadlines extended for blocks, and those at the end of the line not only experienced fear and humiliation, but often did not receive any food. Having a supply of GoFoods will keep you out of the breadlines and allow you freedom from government dependency for one of your greatest needs. Whether today or in 25 years, GoFoods will be there for you when you need it most. Buy it today, save it for later, feed your freedom. Special values now available. Call us at 800-648-9753 or on the web at www.storefoodnow.com. That's 800-648-9753 or www.storefoodnow.com.
Welcome back to the show. This is your show. It's a show where your health is your greatest wealth. Tomorrow I'll be at the Chattanooga Integrated Medicine Center there in Chattanooga, Tennessee. It's our preferred wellness provider, and we're having an open house there that I'll be a part of. I'll be signing books in there just to meet and greet and shake your hand, get to know you a little bit. So if you want to come out, it's from 2 to 6 p.m. tomorrow. That's Wednesday, I guess, April 11th. And it'll be from 2 to 6 p.m. So we'd love to have you come out. And, of course, bring your friends, bring your family members. I think there'll be food there, all kinds of things going on. So I'd love to have you come out to Chattanooga Integrated Medicine Center from 2 to 6 p.m. That is tomorrow. Also, this coming weekend, we'll be in Asheville, North Carolina. We'll be at Healthy Kids Day America, which they're having a big event there. And we'd love to have you come out. So we'll be speaking there middle of the day. And, of course, we'll have a booth there. And we'd love to get to know you, all the folks over there in Asheville. So it's going to be a great week. Coming in some of our markets where the show is doing so well, and we just appreciate all of you being great listeners and being a part of everything we have going on here with the show. 888-283-7272. Lines are open with questions about your health. Let's go to Essie. Essie, welcome to the show.
Hi, how are you?
I'm living well. How are you, darling?
I'm doing great.
Good.
Yes. My question was that I'm a diabetic. And I'm also a heart patient. And I take a lot of different medicine. And by me being a diabetic, my sugar stays high a lot. And I, you know, trying to eat the right food, but it's still, my sugar still stay like 200.
And what are you taking medicine-wise?
I take the medicine. I take insulin also. And by me being a diabetic, I stay thirsty a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And by me being a heart patient, I can't drink like a lot of fluid. So
it's in a catch 22.
Hmm?
You're in a catch 22.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So you can't drink as much fluid as you want, but the diabetes
right.
is keeping you where you're thirsty all the time.
Right.
Are you overweight?
Well, my weight is, it's 230.
And how tall are you? How tall are you?
I'm 5'5".
So, yeah, you're overweight.
Yeah, I'm really.
Yeah.
But and you know what? I lost weight, but it was a lot of fluid on me because I had went back to my doctor. I was supposed to see him in 2 months, and I lost like over 36 pounds.
That's great.
Because I was 268, and I lost over 30-some pounds. And he was like, wow. He said, keep doing what you're doing.
Yeah, I'm excited for you. I had no kidding.
Yeah,
that's
and
great.
You know, and I felt real good. You can tell that, you know, that I'm losing the weight is coming off. But, damn, my problem comes in with, you know, with me being a diabetic and trying to, he gave me water pills, but worrying with the fluid, you know, that's on me. So that's my main thing, trying to keep my sugar down. But it's hard. I don't know what to do.
Yeah, I understand. Well, what does your diet look like? Let's look at that first. So talk to me. What does a typical day look like for you, breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Just give me a typical day.
Okay, a typical day. I'm really not a breakfast eater. So I'll eat some cereal.
Okay.
I eat me some cereal. Then, like, for lunch, I finally eat, like, a turkey sandwich. Eat me some, okay. Eat me a banana.
All right, so what about dinner?
For dinner, if my appetite is right, it varies. Sometimes I eat, sometimes I don't. It's hard because I might just eat enough.
What did you have tonight for dinner?
Tonight? What did I eat for dinner?
What did you have tonight for dinner?
I had Italian sausage and beef.
Okay.
On a croissant.
All right. So here's the deal. Your diet's horrible, period. So you've got diabetes, and you're eating total garbage. So there's your problem right there. There's your issue. You can't control your blood sugar because your diet is way off the map. And you think you're eating healthy, and I understand that in some ways, but really, really, you're eating a diet that is encouraging diabetes. So let me tell you how to fix it. Okay? Remember this. Remember that when you're dealing with any kind of blood sugar instability in the body, what you eat becomes your best form of weapon against it. Okay? Against diabetes. So your food now becomes your ally rather than the one thing that in the past had made you become sick. It's the one thing that gave you diabetes because you were making poor choices over a long period of time. Now you're in a place where you can make good choices, all right? Because it doesn't matter where you've been, matters where you're going, right? So the choices you make now matter, and they matter every single day. You don't like eating breakfast, that's too bad. You're going to start liking it, unless you like diabetes. So you got to pick. And the reason is because when you slept 7 or 8 hours or 6 hours, Your body's been in a fasting state. That's not good for somebody that deals with a blood sugar instability like you. And so eating breakfast is the most important thing you can do. Now, here's the deal. Breakfast and lunch and dinner have to be comprised of three main components: a protein, a fat, and a carbohydrate. Proteins are very important. Fats are very important for somebody with diabetes. Why? Because it helps regulate your blood sugar. For example, if you were to eat an apple, apples are pretty low in the glycemic index, but it's still going to cause blood sugar to rise. It's still going to cause the body to need insulin, which you're not really producing a lot of, and or you don't have the receptors for them. But if you were to eat a handful of almonds and maybe an egg with that apple, the blood sugar released from that apple, the carbohydrate, would be hard. I mean, just so minimal, because the fat and the protein help regulate it. Okay? So what do you do? Well, every meal needs to be comprised of a lean protein source like chicken, fish, beef, or eggs, low glycemic carbohydrates, either fruits or vegetables, and a good healthy fat. Almonds, walnuts, cashews, avocados, any of those would be helpful. So what does it look like? Breakfast, two or three organic eggs, bowl of fresh berries. There's your fats, there's your proteins. Cook the eggs in coconut oil or butter, and that gives you a good breakfast. Now, do you wait till lunch to eat? No. Got to have a snack in between. Why? Because you got to regulate your blood sugar. And you're not going to get fat and not going to get bigger by eating more food. Why? Because the meals are going to be small. So for a snack, all you need to do is maybe do something small, like half an apple, half a pear, and a small handful of almonds. That's just enough to have a little snack in between meals. Now, lunch, you can do turkey. That's no problem. But ditch the bread because you want to steer clear of the grains and go with maybe a salad. Throw that turkey over a big salad with plenty of vegetables on it and maybe cut up some avocado and put it in there. Now, that is a good lunch. Then about 3 o'clock in the afternoon, you do like a protein shake if you want. That's hormone-free, antibiotic-free. There's a really good one called Food Balance. And you can get that at lifestylereseach.org. Really good meal replacement there. Or you can do another half a piece of fruit and some nuts, walnuts, whatever you want, cashews. And then dinner, you never leave your food to chance. So when you're dealing with diabetes, it's too much of a weapon for you. It's too much of your arsenal to fight. You never want to just wing it and just eat whatever you can. Dinner, you want to do the same thing. Nice piece of meat, fish, chicken, some asparagus, and maybe half an avocado or some form of healthy fat. That's what a typical day should look like for you every single day. Plenty of water. Yeah, I know you got to be careful with the whole heart issue, but still you can get a decent amount of water in there. The heart issue is not as important as if it was a kidney issue, and they do go hand in hand, but still, I would focus on getting plenty of fluid because your body needs it. But your eating habits matter tremendously. And the reason probably that you can't regulate your blood sugar is because of what you've been eating. Okay? So that means no wheat products, no breads, pasta, cereal, crackers. These are all principles that I'm teaching in my book, Empowering Your Health. And that's all the anti-inflammatory diet is basically what I just told you. Those are the type of food groups that you put together. And so no grains and no dairy products. If you're going to do dairy, I would stick with either one of three: goat milk, coconut milk, or unsweetened almond milk. Those three. Other than that, I wouldn't touch it at this point. Or raw milk. Raw milk's a whole different animal, and that's really the best of the best. But if you're buying it from the store, those three are what you want to look at. But those are some tips and tricks of the trade that can be really helpful, okay? And keep me posted, because it's not that you can't control it. You've just been going down the wrong road. That's okay. That's good news. Now you can go down the right one. And again, all that information is in my book. 888-283-7272. Lines are open. Questions about your health? Let's go to Rhonda. Hi, Rhonda.
Dr. Andrew.
Yes, ma'am.
I am suffering from depression. I am on Lexapro, and it keeps me level. You know, it keeps me calmer, sure. and keeps the tension and the anger down. But as far as my lifestyle, I don't have any zest
That is a real good one to look into and talk to your doctor about. So that might be one to check in with and maybe let you try. Keep me posted.
Hey, folks, you heard me recommend Amino Active for pain relief on this show, and now I'd like you to hear from people who have tried Amino Active and found it better than some prescription medicines.
Well, I do take it for myself. I actually discovered its wonderful power because I gave a bottle to my mother, and it transformed her life in less than 48 hours. She goes, honey, for the last 3 months, when I wake up in the morning, I can't even lift my arms above my head. And I shipped it up to her. Literally, I air expressed it up to her. So within 48 hours, she was back out in the garden again, getting up in the morning.
If you have arthritis and want to experience quick pain relief without the harmful side effects, try Amino Active. Check out the website for more info and learn where it's available, www.aminoactive.com. That's aminoactive.com. Or call 800-251-4166. Safe, effective, it's Amino Active.
From the makers of Block It Pocket, we bring you a serious message about the health risks associated with cell phones and wireless devices. Studies have shown that long-term exposure can contribute to an assortment of health risks. Block It Pocket offers you two new products designed to help alleviate your concerns. See these two remarkable products at blockitpocket.com. Call 888-315-9618. Free shipping to the lower 48. Blockitpocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people, like when the jeweler ruined my ring and wouldn't do anything about it. But when my Legal Shield attorney called him and told him what my rights were, I received a check for over $2,100. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com, or call 855-340-SAVE. Again, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. More Healthy Talk Radio, next.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the city you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you. You.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at gcnlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at gcnlive.com.
Alex Jones here. For the last 2 years, I've been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to design a nutraceutical formulation that has truly life-changing health benefits. So many other formulations out there contain toxic ingredients, synthetic additives, and even GMOs. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
Show online on callradio.com. Call now, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272.
Phone lines are open, 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. This is your show. It's the show where your health is your greatest wealth. Don't forget, this coming weekend in Asheville, North Carolina, Healthy Kids Day will be going on. Middle of the day, I think it goes from like 11 to 5, but it's going to be in Asheville. The YMCA is helping put this on. Excited to be a part of this event. I'll be speaking there, but it's thousands of people come out to this. I know last year they did. And so we're excited to be there. So Asheville, North Carolina, we will be there this coming up weekend for Healthy Kids Day. Tomorrow, which is April 11th, Wednesday, we will be in Chattanooga at the Chattanooga Integrated Medicine Center, our preferred wellness provider there in the Chattanooga area from 2 to 6 p.m. We have an open house, so I want to invite you to come out, and I'll be there and love to meet you and spend some time with you. So come on out to the Chattanooga Integrated Medicine Center tomorrow. Big week plan this week. A lot of great things going on. Let's see. Daryl, you're next with us on the show. How can I help, my friend?
I'm 69 years old.
Okay.
I have hepatitis C.
Right.
I was diagnosed with it probably 10 to 15 years ago. They claim that I've had it for about 40 years. I've been treated with through the VA system. I've had like a couple treatments. They didn't work. And I also went to a homeopathic guy up in Canada, and nothing seemed to work there either. And I've been pretty good, except that the last couple months I've had like a lot of bloating and everything in my stomach and everything, and gas, and I'm not sure, you know, what's going on there.
How long has the gas and bloating been going on?
About 3 weeks.
Have you changed anything in your diet?
No.
Okay. And what have the doctor, have you gone to the doctor and talked to them about it?
Yeah, I mean, I go, you know, I get, they do my blood count.
You're getting the treatments and all.
Every 3 or 4. Well, they quit doing the treatments because it didn't work. You know, I was on the interferon and Rivotril or whatever.
And that didn't work at all.
No, it worked for a while, then it quit, so they just took me off.
Okay. Got it. So you go in, you're talking about the gas and bloating, and what do they tell you?
Well, I haven't gone and told them about that yet. That's the thing. It's really hard to get appointments at the VA.
Yeah, that's true. Well, have you changed?
They've given me different stuff. They gave me, like, I think it's called a lactose solution, USP 10G, 50 milligrams or something like that to take. That seems to help a little bit, but.
Have you cut dairy? Have you cut all the milk products out of your diet? Have you cut out all the flour-based products like breads and pasta and all that? Have you cut that out of your diet?
No, I haven't done that.
Yeah, that makes a big difference. You got gas and bloating, you cut that kind of food out of your diet, and you'll notice a big difference. Because that way you can tell if it's food-related. Because if it's going to be food-related, it's going to be from those two food groups. Typically, I mean, pretty much 90% of the time. And then that way you can see, because if it's still going on after you eliminate that, then it could be bacterial. There could be just, you know, something going on. The bacterial flora could be off. Probiotics are really helpful in these kind of cases. So you might want to look into probiotics, which are just supplements you can get at a health food store. And when you take probiotics, what it does, it kind of resets and puts the good bacteria back in the digestive tract. And that many times can be a big key. So, you know, that might be a case of what's going on. But with hepatitis C, again, dealing with the liver and dealing with the immune system can be quite a challenge, as you've seen. And are you much of a drinker at all? Tell me some of your lifestyle habits.
No,
not at all.
That. No, but I had, like, ultrasounds, and they say that, you know, the liver is in good shape.
Yeah, so we're just dealing with, I mean, so just the viruses, is it, are they saying it's pretty active right now, or is it gone into more of a dormancy phase?
No, it's active.
It is active, okay, all right.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, the biggest thing, Hep C, it's all about building the immune system, whether the virus is active or not. It's all about building that immune system. And if you can get in and begin to build it, and there, you know, of course, supplements you can take, vitamin C is a real good antiviral, believe it or not, higher doses of that. But your doctors have to work with you on that. I mean, one thing you might want to look into and talk to some alternative folks about, depending on your area, is I would ask around and look into chelation therapy, vitamin C. They have vitamin pushes. Different doctors kind of handle that different ways. It's very kind of non-conventional, but some people have gotten really good results that have dealt with hepatitis C in a case like that. So you might want to look into that. There's SOD, superoxide dismutase, which is a real potent antioxidant that can be helpful to the liver. So, again, there's mild things you can do, but when you've got a flare-up of Hep C and it's active and it's kind of on its little rampage, you know, it's aggressive, so you kind of have to get aggressive with it. So if they've done conventional methods and they haven't worked, then if it were me, I would go seek out some alternative methods too, just to see, you know, of course, with a good, really good doctor that knows what they're doing, they can kind of follow up with you and make sure they're monitoring everything that's going on. That's always a good option to look into. Because hepatitis C does not, it's just, it can be a real bear. The gas and bloating, I know that was really uncomfortable just for your day-to-day. And really, that's going to come down from your foods, or it might be a bacteria, possibly, that's in there. All right, so I hope that helps. And keep me posted, definitely, on how everything's going. We'll see what we can do. Always here to help. Quote for the day comes from Wayne Gretzky, one of my favorites. It says, you miss 100% of the shots you don't take. Are you taking your shots today? No pun intended. But are you taking the shots in life that maybe you thought about not taking, but you need to go for? That's my encouragement to you, is take the risk. Step out of the boat. Get into the water. Make it happen. Regardless with your health, your life, choices, whatever it might be. And watch how your life can change. Puts another hour in the charts. I'd like to thank our producer, Jay Patrick. Go tell one person something you learned on this show. And together, we can change the health of our friends, our families, and our communities.
This show is designed to provide accurate information of a general nature on the subject matter covered, and given with the understanding that neither the unlicensed host nor the station is engaged with rendering any form of medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. This information is not approved by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, prevent, treat, or cure any disease. Always seek the advice of a licensed physician with any question you may have.
Hi, America's Lifestyle Coach here. You may have heard me talk about H2O Minerals. Let's hear about H2O Minerals customers and what they're saying.
My name is Dr. Terry Wood. I own Mustang Veterinary Hospital in Mustang, Oklahoma. And I started using Complete H2O Minerals a number of years ago because I needed, at that time, I needed a good source of iodine. And so I did that and was very happy and got to know the folks there. And then I started working with them and actually came up with a couple of formulas of my own that they've gone ahead and made up, the Dr. Wood Cellular Hydration Formula and the Dr. Wood's Mineral Formula. And they address specific needs that I have with the pets, but I'm really, really happy with them. I'm able to do a lot of things I wasn't able to do before, and I'm really, really very happy with the company.
Find out the difference H2O Minerals can make for you. Call 1-877-MINERALS. That's 877-646-3725. 877-646-3725. Or go to CompleteH2OMinerals.com.